It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lori Huntsman. She is the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator for the state of Utah. And we're going to talk, they've got a great website, all kinds of good information on there that is very, very helpful to everyone, not just young drivers, but to everyone. And we're going to talk all about that. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate you letting me come and tell you a few things about our Zero Fatalities program.
Now, when I first started, you know, when we discussed this and I went on the website, there is so much information on that website that pertains to, you know, like I said, not just teen drivers, but to adult drivers as well. And I asked, you know, and I made a comment to you about the fact that I think this is one of those things. Driving is one of those things that you never really know everything that you should know. And do you think that that's really the case in this situation?
Oh, definitely. I think that all of us pick up bad habits that stick with us for a lifetime, and it's never a bad thing to be reminded of the safe driving behaviors and things we should be doing when we're behind the wheel to stay focused on our driving.
And let's dive in really to the website itself, and it kind of breaks down everything. And I was kind of, you know, and we talked about that as well, the fact that you start as early as 12 to 14 years old, but you were saying that that children are even watching earlier than that when you're driving in a car. And that's really starting safe habits when you drive, like, you know, not distracted driving and wearing a seatbelt, those kinds of things. How soon or how early are our kids starting to really pay attention to what mom and dad are doing behind the wheel?
Well, I think they start to pay attention as soon as they're in a forward-facing car seat. So around age 3, I think they watch the things we do. They notice if we're putting our seatbelt on. They notice if we're texting and driving. They notice if we get upset about things. I think that they start to learn our behaviors as early as age 3.
And that carries with them when it comes their turn to drive. And driving is really a sense of freedom for these kids. And that's why so many of them can't wait to get behind the wheel. But there are a lot of things that they need to do leading up to that. So let's talk about some of those things right now.
All righty. I just wanted to say that driving isn't just a great opportunity, because it is, and like you said, it's something they look so forward to. But along with that opportunity comes a great responsibility. And when they're behind that wheel, they are responsible for the lives of the people in their cars and the other users of the road. And so it's so important that they take seriously the safe driving behaviors that can keep everyone on the road safe, including themselves. And so we have revamped our Zero Fatalities website this year. If you go to zerofatalities.com, you'll see what a great resource it can be. We have several categories that you can go to, starting with pre-driver, which is age 12 to 14. There are some great tips on the importance of seatbelts, and there's an assignment that they can watch a video and then answer the assignment. And we're encouraging health teachers to start teaching that in their health classes under their traffic safety curriculum that is required. And it's a great resource. Right now we just have the one video, but we are working on an entire library for pre-driver. And then our next category is the learner's permit. And this is the part that I think I am most excited about. As a parent, we're expected to drive 40 hours with our teens. And we don't really know what it is we're expected to teach them or how to teach them. And so what we've learned across the state, only 18% of the teens are actually getting that 40 hours of driving in before they start to drive with a driver's ed teacher. And the driver's ed teachers are finding that just a little bit scary. And so we have got some awesome resources under the learner permit icon. The best resource we have there is a catalog of videos put out by the by CHOP. It's the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Research and Prevention Center. And they have put together these fabulous videos. And the way it works is the parent and the teen will go together and watch the first video, and it teaches them skills that they can learn in a parking lot like parking and stopping and going and turning and things, skills to practice in a parking lot before they ever get on the road. And it's got a checklist. And so if you watch one video, you complete the task that's assigned there. And when you feel like your teen has mastered that task, then you watch the second video. And so step by step by step, you can learn how to teach your teen to drive, clear up to driving on the freeway, to driving on country roads and gravel roads. So it's a great resource for parents. Another great resource we have to help you teach your teen to drive is a text messaging service. If you text DRIVE to 888-111, you will receive bi-weekly text messages that will help teach your teen the skills needed to avoid those critical errors that are common with new drivers. And those text messages will refer you to those CHOP videos to help you teach those skills. Now, another resource that we have for parents is our Teen and Parent Night, which is an hour-long presentation that helps teens and their parents start conversations about the importance of safe driving and the things that teens expect from their parents and the things that the parents will expect from their teens. And it starts these conversations so that they can go home and have conversations about the six behaviors that can literally save lives on the freeway. And we'll maybe talk about those five categories here in a minute. So after the parent night, the third step to our program is when the teen finally gets that driver's license. Now, once they get the driver's license, it doesn't mean that they are ready to drive, that they are proficient drivers at that point. And so it's important that the parents continue to be involved. And again, we have another text messaging service. You can text READY, the number 2, DRIVE, again to 888-111. And you'll get biweekly tips on how you can continue to mentor your teen and keep track and make sure that they really are applying those skills that, that you have taught them and have been taught them by their driver's ed teachers. And so that's our three-step program that is new this year, and we're excited for parents around the state to start using these resources because we really think that they can make a difference. You know, accidental crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths in the U.S., and we want to change that statistic. And by implementing these ideas, we really think that we can make that happen.
Okay. We're speaking with Lori Huntsman. She is the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator for the state of Utah. Now, Lori, I know you wanted to spend some time talking about the five habits that you need to develop. So can you come back and we'll do another segment?
You bet.
All right. We'll be right back with Lori Huntsman, the Zero Fatalities Outreach Coordinator for the state of Utah.